we say it in all the three prayers, Arbit, Shahrit, and Mincha. This is our custom. Person that fasts, when he prays by himself, all that he has is a private fast that has to do with him, himself. He says, Anenu well, in Shema, Kolenu. But the Hazan says it well. What does it say, Anenu? Between Goel Israel and Rifayenu, just before Rifayenu. But there's a difference in Anenu that Hazan says or what we say. The Hazan that says Anenu, he ends it with Berakha. Baruch Ata Hashem Aoneh La'amo Yisrael Be'et Tzara. We, the individual, when says Shema Kolenu, it doesn't end it this way. It ends it before Baruch Ata Hashem. He said, Ki Ata Shomea Tefillah Kolpeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. He doesn't say that Berakha Baruch Ata Hashem Aoneh La'amo Yisrael Be'et Tzara. The ending, he doesn't say it. Only Hazan says it before Rifayenu. We don't say that Beracha. We say the Anenu, but we don't say the Beracha. If the Hazan forgot to say Anenu before Rifayenu, and you went ahead, you finish Rifayenu, you remember it. You say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rufei Ha'olamo Yisrael. You remember, you should not go back. Continue and say it well, in Shema Kolenu. Just like the individual. You should not go back after saying the name of Hashem. Once you say Baruch Ata Hashem, it continues. But of course, if he forgot also in Shema Kolenu, what should he do? He goes over the Amidah? No. Finish. They miss it. But it's advisable, any individual or Hazan that forgets Shema Anenu altogether, to say it well in Elohai Netzor. At the end of Elohai Netzor, you should say the Anenu. There is sometimes a person comes late to the in the shul and he doesn't reach Amidah together with the people. But he says Amidah when the Hazan says Hazara. Does happen many times with people. Does he say Anenu with the Hazan? Hazan says Anenu before Rifayenu. He should not say Anenu over there. He's not allowed in Shema Kolenu. The Hazan says it before Rifayenu, but he should say Anenu and Shomea Tefillah. And because he says Anenu and Shema Kolenu, he will be late. Hazan will be ahead of him. When Hazan reaches Modim, he should make himself he's doing Modim. Not ahead without saying anything. Because whenever the Hazan, the people say Modim, everybody has to say to make himself, if he can, that he is saying Modim. And in order to say Anenu, to open the Sefer Torah, to say by hand must be at least six people fasting. There is minyan that they didn't fast. Of course, it's better if there is 10 fasting. If there wasn't, as long as there is six, they still say Anenu and they read by hand. They bring the Sefer Torah out and they say by hand. Of course, if the Hazan is not fasting, it should not be the Hazan. But if there is no other Hazan, it's the only Hazan, and you could say. But as long as there is another person to be a Hazan, he should not be the Hazan. Hazan should be one of the fasting people. Of course, if he is coming to say Hazan, he didn't pass, he could say Aninu before Fa'enu? He can't. He should say the Aninu and Shema Kolenu. Shema Tefillah. Now, sometimes they come to the shul. They pray Minha, they see the time is late. If they say Amida and Hazara, it would be too late. What do you do? The Hazan says Amida, Kolam, out loud. And when they start out loud, they say first three Berachot and Kedusha. And then they keep quiet. So they say Anenu. Of course, the people say Anenu Shema Kolenu, but the Hazan should raise his voice again before Refa'enu, say the Anenu out loud, and then go ahead. But thank God that these things doesn't happen among us, because when we have fast, always there is people, but it does happen in many, many places that don't have the amount of people to that they fast, that they need. Therefore, it's important. Suppose they go to the house of mourners. They fast. What do? They say the prayers. The Bidui and that, of course, they don't say Bidui. They don't say Virahum. You know, the house of mourners, we don't say, we say Yisha. How about the prayers of the Asara B'Tevet, of Shva'asa B'Tamuz? They say them. But he himself, the Aver, doesn't say any at all. I'm not going to talk about the reading of the Torah, details, laws about it, because this is special laws. Now, there is a Haftarah that they used to say every fast day. We don't say it. We don't say Haftarah. Only one day of fast, we say Haftarah and Shahrit and Minha. What is that? Tish'a B'Av. There is Haftarah in the morning, there is Haftarah in Minha. The custom of the Syrian community, they don't say Haftarah in Minha of Chabia. All communities of Sephardim, they say Haftarah. The Syrian people don't have Haftarah in Minha of Chabia. Very, very strange thing. Shanaruch, it's certain that they have to say Haftarah in Minha of Chabia. The Syrian community don't say it. They said their custom was before Shahan Aruch was written not to say it. Because the Rambam says they don't say it. Therefore, they followed what the Rambam said. That's a special Haftarah of Ta'anid. We know that they say it in Shabbat, Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. And we don't say it. Here in this community, we don't say it. If the people, Shva'asa Tammuz, this year came on Tuesday, suppose came on Monday or Thursday, Shva'asa Tammuz, and the people made a mistake, forgot that this is their time, they read Parasha of the week. They should go over and read Rehal? No. Once they read already. They fulfilled their duty. There is some communities that when they read the Parasha Vayechal, there is the 13 Middot, Hashem, Hashem, Er, Rahum, Hanun. All the people, they stand up, the Hazan stops, they all read it out loud, and the Hazan waits. When they finish, he repeats it again out loud. There are a few sentences that they say, Ashkenazim do it all the time. We Sephardim, some Sephardim do it, some don't. We are from those Sephardim that they don't. They read the same thing, like every reading of Torah. The Hazan reads the whole thing with other people. They don't stand, they don't read it out loud. course, if there is a minyan of people fasting, the majority fasting, they bring work to read by heart, with three people going up to the Torah. But if there is no people, no people, that six fasting, less than six, they don't say by heart, they don't bring Sefer Torah out. How about Monday and Thursday? If it is Monday and Thursday, there is no minyan of fasting, there is no six fasting, they will read Parsha of the week, as usual. They don't read Vayhal. Because Vayhal and Nes must be the majority of the minyan that they are fasting. Otherwise, they can't say Vayhal. A person doesn't pass, is sick, something. Can he go up to the Torah on Dev Ta'anit? No. Because the reading of the Ta'anit should be only for the person who is fasting. And therefore, sometimes they come, they invite him. He should avoid this in advance, tell them, don't invite me. Or he walks out, that they shouldn't invite him. It's a duty. Kohen, he doesn't fast. And then he's the only Kohen there. He should go fast, that they would invite Israel instead of him. One of the fasting people. But the one doesn't pass is not supposed to go up to the Torah. Well, the next session will continue from here on. Amen.